Sheridan Police Chief Rich Adrians provided a brief update for the council on city operations amid the pandemic.
City Hall is completely open with just regular guidelines, social distancing guidelines. Passports are kind of the only unusual thing. They're asking for appointments, and I spoke to Dan Roberts today, and he was saying how well that's working out, that making appointments is actually saving people a lot of time. When they come here, they get through the process a lot faster, so it's something they're going to keep reviewing and may keep as time goes on. The landfill is all open, doing really well, including recycling is going well. Everybody's back on the line doing the job, and the sorting line is going well. All our parks are open, and we've gotten a few sidewalk permits from restaurants. We've processed those really quick, but didn't get as many as we expected, so those are going through quickly.
The council unanimously approved Emergency Ordinance 2020, which allows local liquor stores, breweries, wineries, and area liquor license holders to deliver malt beverages, wine, and liquor to residences within the city. The emergency ordinance was first approved in March by the council due to the pandemic. The council, by statute, must continue to approve the ordinance at their regular business meetings to keep it in effect. Councilman Derek Schaefer.
There are people who maybe feel that they're particularly susceptible to the virus and that sort of thing that would be hesitant to go out, even though there was no emergency at this point. I mean, even though there's 6-foot spacing and that sort of thing, they're just not going out. They're hanging at home. And some of those people anyway, it would be a convenience for them to continue to get some sort of delivery service. It might be an elderly couple that just wants some wine for dinner or something like that, doesn't really want to expose themselves by going out.
The council is taking a look at the possibility of adopting an ordinance that would allow for the delivery of alcohol on a permanent basis. Mayor Roger Miller said that they'd like to hear from the businesses who have been utilizing the emergency ordinance.
I think it is prudent and timely for us to re-up this one more time, or even a second time or a third time after this. It might be a good time for some of the businesses to come in and talk with us about the necessity of it and also the impact that it has had on their businesses. That would be good for the alcohol industry to come and do that for us.
We'll have more from the council meeting for you in future stories. I'm Ron Richter, Sheridan Media News.